If you've walked through Oahu's Kaka'ako area, you know the place looks a lot different these days. You look around, you'll see high-rise and mixed-use buildings under construction for a planned neighborhood with residential units, shops, and restaurants. The identity that's also emerging isn't happening by accident. The Ward Village project of the Howard Hughes Corporation is leaving the sense of place to Hilo artist Sig Zane. Late last week, he was in Honolulu, and we sat down to talk about the changing visual character of Kaka'ako and how he makes both peace and art through the development.
I grew up in Honolulu, and I've watched Kaka'ako change, and it's always been changing, and that's one of the things that I really like about it. But right now, the responsibility is something much greater than just what is happening in terms of development. That responsibility is really to perpetuating culture in a Kanaka perspective. And really, it is foremost honoring ancestral connections, honoring all of that culture that has been practiced for so many centuries prior to Western thought. So I think that right now, as we look at Kaka'ako, we have a opportunity to bring in icons, visual icons of the culture that speak much louder than what is happening in a sense of the concrete jungle. You know, it really takes us back to the things that are fundamental, foundational, and I think that that's where we have an opportunity here to express ourselves in a very distinct, unique, and abstract way.
What are those foundational things that perhaps we don't pay a lot of attention to, but that just seem to flow through the work that you're perpetuating in the whole Kaka'ako area?
Well, you know, when we look at Kaka'ako, we really study far beyond just the visual. We really look at a lot of the history, what it stood for in the old days, especially to the ali'i, because wherever the ali'i went, they were so akamai as to what place meant. And Kaka'ako had a lot of history, especially in a sense that it was very momona. It was very fruitful. It was a place of significance because of its placement in line with other very prominent features, especially Puwaina or Leahi. It's played an important part in the governance of place. When we look at that kind of history, you know that the value is not just because it's close to the beach or because it's in a sunny plain. There's a lot of other important places or important factors of place. And it's that history that we want to celebrate. We bring that forth in the symbolic art, especially like we've been using the Ohekupala, the art that illustrates the kapa. But we use those imagery because that is how the Hawaiian express themselves. And it really works in a very contemporary manner too, yeah?
So what are some of those factors about Kaka'ako, both from history and given the modernity that you have to marry it to now, that show up in how you look at Kaka'ako, especially given what you've just said about it having been a place for the ali'i? Some say, well, we've just sort of brought in different ali'i now who can afford to be there, but who nonetheless want a sense of place.
You know, that's interesting that you say it like that, but in terms of our foundation, you know, we honor the people that have come before us, and for us, they are still there. Maybe we bring back the kalo. You know, there were lo'i there before, and that was how they sustained themselves, by planting in those wetlands. But that kalo also has a greater meaning. It was our oldest brother. You know, it also means ohana. And all of that kind of meaning we bring to that design sense. So the intent is really to bring back all of those understandings, especially of place and language and who was there. And although maybe that visual icon that people will look at might not be easily translatable to them at that first moment, but maybe after 5 years, they might get something out of it. Subliminally is sometimes a really important approach to delivering an intent. And as long as we have the intent and we place it there with that intent, we hope that meaning gets told someday. We believe in repetition. You know, culture is really a whole bunch is formed on that redundant nature. You know, like we see that often in nature, you know, like birds, how they fly. It's very repetitious. You know, you see how the waves approach the shore, it's repetitious. Same thing in Hawaiian chant. You know, it is often repeated over and over and over because we believe that that word manifests itself. So we have to put out good stuff because what we say is going to happen. Yes. So same thing with the art. It is repeated purposely so that that intent is, again, put out there over and over so that, like, for example, the meaning of that kalo of ohana, that is a very important value that we want practiced, we want understood, we want it to be formally acknowledged and embraced, yeah, so that we put it out there over and over, yeah. We put out all these elements that are part of this honua, this specific land at Kukulua'o, because we want that to live. We want that history to still be a part of what is today.
Sig Zane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Sig Zane has more to say about how Kaka'ako is developing, and you can find that extended interview on the Conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.